Non-interest income consists of service charges and fees. These fees or service charges are applied on the product which they are offering, which range from account fee, monthly maintenance of the charge, monthly balance maintenance, or minimum balance maintenance charges, or maybe overdraft fee, safe deposit locker, that is fee, that may be annual or half yearly, whatever it may be, depending upon the policy of the particular bank. Late submission of certain document fee charged by the bank on that. Many loan products where it contains the fee for in addition to the interest charges also. Another income is commission income. Commission income. Insurance companies and mutual funds collaborate with the banks to provide a one-stop shop to their customers. Therefore, bank charge commission to the market to market their services to their customers. Then card income. This card income is nothing but some joining fees, some annual fees, okay, for having issued the debit card or credit card. Then they are charged such interest on the overdue balances if it is not paid from the account to which this card was attached. Over and above, some service taxes are also there. Besides, every time a credit or debit card is used, banks that have issued such a card are paid fees by the merchant. Where do the commercial bank operate from? From where they are operating? The commercial banks have traditionally been located where the customer come to use the teller window services and automated teller machine, that is ATMs, to do their routine banking. With a rise in interest technology, internet technology, most banks now allow their customer to do the most of the same services online that they could do it in person, including transfer, deposit, and the bill payments also. Growing number of commercial banks operates exclusively online, where all transactions with the commercial banks must be made electronically. Because these banks don't have any brick and mortar location, they can offer wider range of products and services at the lower cost or without any cost. But the online, they are asking them to online do the business. Now, significance or importance of this commercial bank. What is the importance of the commercial banks? Main purpose of commercial banks is to provide the financial services to the general public and also provide loan facilities to the business, which helps to ensuring that economic stability and growth of the economy. Therefore, we can say that the credit creation is the most important purpose of the commercial banks. Credit creation means granting or origination of a loan product. That should be handled by commercial banks. The commercial bank collect the deposit from the public and lend those deposits for the developmental of the business, agriculture, trade and commerce by charging little bit higher rate of interest. These banks function as an intermediary in connecting with the lenders and the borrowers indirectly. So, primarily to collect the funds from the customer who wants to deposit their surplus income and provide them with a return in form of interest on the deposit. Bank utilizes this significant portion of their deposits which they have collected or deposited by their depositor, and they lend the money who need it for various purposes. financial intermediary provide a wide array of products and services to cater the diverse need of market participants. Commercial banks' services stimulate money flow in the economy and subsequent economy development. Some important roles of the commercial banks. Let us take a view on this. First one is mobilizing the saving for capital formation, right? Through the network of the branches, opening the account, mobilizing the funds from the general public, deposit into that account, and channel the deposit into productive investment purpose. This is first important role of commercial bank. Then financing industry. They provide the short term and medium term as well as some long term finance to the industries including SSI or MSME, and also provide the higher purchase finance also. Financing trade is also important function of or role of commercial bank. Bank financing both internal or external trade. It provides the loan to the retailers as well as wholesalers also, and help them to transport the goods, facilitate discounting and accepting bill of exchange, provide the overdraft facility, and also providing the foreign exchange facilities to the importers and exporters. Another role is financing the agriculture. They open the network of the branches in rural areas to provide the agriculture credit. Okay. And provide finance directly to the agriculturist for marketing their product for modernization and mechanization of their farms. They provide the irrigation facilities for developing the land, etc. So they are providing all the financial support to the agriculture or farmers. Financial assistance for animal husbandry, dairy farming, goat farming, sheep breeding, okay, then poultry farming, pisciculture, horticulture, sericulture. So these are also activities are financed by the commercial banks. They are also engaged themselves into financing consumer activities. The commercial banks advances the loans to the consumers for the purchase of such items such as house, vehicles, utensils, which are home required utensil, vehicle, and they also advance the personal loan to purchase the consumer goods or any other for any other personal expenses also. Financing for employment generating activities. Employment generation is a basic criteria for any rural youth. And by providing, rural or urban, whoever it, wherever they are staying, providing the timely finance or loans for their education is a most important. So the commercial banks grants a loan to the young entrepreneurs, medical and engineering graduates, and other technically trained persons for establishing their own business. They can also help in monetary policy. Commercial banks helps in the economic development of the country by following the monetary policy of the central bank, that is Reserve Bank of India, depending upon the commercial banks for the success of its policy of the monetary management and management keeping with requirement of developing economy. Reform in all banking sector last 20-25 years, lot of reforms have been taken place. Let us have a summary of the reforms which are happened. Number one, new product offering, reforms, like insurance, credit card, asset management, leasing, gold banking, and investment banking, etc., are the new products which are launched in last 20 years. New instruments have been introduced, which consist of interest rate swap, cross-currency inverted contract, forward rate agreement, liquidity adjustment facility, and meeting day-to-day liquidity mismatch. Risk management. Banks have initiated the specialized committee to assess the various risks through which they are going. Then strengthening the technology. Technology infrastructure has been reinforced for the payment and settlement with the services such as electronic funds transfer, that is NEFT, RTGS, etc. Then increasing the flow of the credit. Measures which are taken to boost the flow of the credit to the priority sector, focusing microcredit and self-help group financing. Another event happened was increase in FDI limit. The limit for foreign direct investment has been increased in the private sector banks from 49% to 74%. Okay, then universal banking. What is this universal banking? This is nothing but it is merging the commercial banking and investment banking activities. Commercial banking and investment banking activities. Adoption of global standard. Best international exercise in accounting system, corporate governance, payment, and the settlement system are being endorsed in commercial banking. Information technology better use has been taken or better used by the commercial banks. Online banking, e-banking, internet banking, telephone banking are the buzzword in the banking industry nowadays. Management of NPA is the biggest challenge to the commercial banks, like corporate debt restructuring, that is CDR, debt recovery tribunal, that is DRTs, and also Lok Adalat has been established. Then mergers and amalgamation. Finance ministers, as per their announcement, are taken a view of the 10 public sector banks. 10 public sector banks, finance ministry has taken a stand. Of the 10 public sector banks, they wanted to keep only 4 and merge remaining 6 into these 4 banks. So reducing the number of public sector banks from 27 to 12 with goal of boosting the economy by increasing the liquidity. So this merger of the public sector banks is one of the very important move of the decade, you can say. Then revised guidelines for anti-money laundering. RBI updated the guidelines of Know Your Customer, that is KYC guidelines. And these principal guidelines are issued by the Reserve Bank of India. Managerial autonomy means in February 2005, the Government of India circulated Managerial Autonomy Package for the public sector banks to supply them a level playing field with private sector banks in India. Okay, that is the managerial autonomy. Customer services. Earlier years witnessed the improvement in the customer services. How we can say like that? Because the RBI advanced its services with the credit card facility, banking ombudsman scheme, settlement of the claim of the deceased depositor, etc. Now, introduction of the base rate system of interest rate, base rate system. This system is nothing but benchmark prime lending rate, BPLR. Benchmark prime lending rate, that is BPLR. This was introduced in 2003 to ensure true reflection of the actual cost. True reflection of actual cost. RBI proposed a system of base rate on 1st July 2010. The base rates that can be defined is as the minimum rate for all the loans. Now, this is the body, that is IBA, Indian Bank Association. This is the body, it is established to assist the banks and also to government, that is intermediary. So, for the development, coordination and strengthening the Indian banking system and assist the member banks in various ways, including implementation of the new systems, adoption of the standard among the members, these banks have developed one institution which is called as Indian Banks Association, that is IBA. IBA helps to promote and development a sound and progressive banking principles, practices, and also convention to contribute to the development of the creative banking in India. IBA gives assistance to provide common services to the members, member bank, or in the banking industry. IBA is not a government autonomy or government authority. It is not even regulator of the Indian banking system. And it is not a government department also. But with the coordination of all the banks, this organization has been set up. So Indian Bank Association was formed in September 26, 1946 and with the 22 members as on April 2018, the total members of the association is 247 and it is based out of Mumbai. This Indian Banks Association. It is based out of Mumbai and their members comprises of, who are the members of this Indian Bank Association? All public sector banks, all private sector banks, foreign banks having their operations in India, other cooperative banks, regional rural bank, and all financial institutions. So friends, here we conclude our discussion on commercial banking. Thank you very much.